He clambered around on the seat to face forward and seized hold of the back of Hagrid's jacket. "Hagrid, do the dragonfire thing again. Let's get out of here."
"Hold on tight then, Harry."
There was a deafening, screeching roar again, and the white-blue fire shot from the exhaust. Harry felt himself slipping backward off what little of the seat he had. Hagrid flung backward upon him, barely maintaining his grip on the handlebars.
"I think we've lost them, Harry. I think we've done it,"
yelled Hagrid. But Harry was not convinced. Fear lapped at him as he looked left and right for pursuers he was sure would come. Why had they fallen back? One of them had still had a wand. It's him. It's the real one. They had said it right after he had tried to disarm Stan.
"We're nearly there, Harry. We've nearly made it," shouted Hagrid.
Harry felt the bike drop a little, though the lights down on the ground still seemed remote as stars. Then the scar on his forehead burned like fire as a Death Eater appeared on either side of the bike. Two killing curses missed Harry by millimeters, cast from behind. And then Harry saw him. Voldemort was flying like smoke on the wind, without broomstick or thestral to hold him, his snake-like face gleaming out of the blackness, his white fingers raising his wand again. Hagrid let out a bellow of fear and steered the motorbike into a vertical dive. Clinging on for dear life, Harry sent stunning spells flying at random into the whirling night. He saw a body fly past him, and he knew he had hit one of them. But then he heard a bang and saw sparks from the engine. The motorbike spiraled through the air, completely out of control. Green jets of light shot past them again. Harry had no idea which way was up, which down. His scar was still burning. He expected to die at any second. A hooded figure on a broomstick was feet from him. He saw it raise its arm.
"No!"
With a shout of fury, Hagrid launched himself off the bike at the Death Eater. To his horror, Harry saw both Hagrid and the Death Eater falling out of sight, their combined weight too much for the broomstick. Barely gripping the plummeting bike with his knees, Harry heard Voldemort scream,
"Mine!"
It was over. He could not see or hear where Voldemort was. He glimpsed another Death Eater swooping out of the way and heard,
"Avada!"
As the pain from Harry's scar forced his eyes shut, his wand acted of its own accord. He felt it drag his hand around like some great magnet, saw a spurt of golden fire through his half-closed eyelids, heard a crack and a scream of fury. The remaining Death Eater yelled. Voldemort screamed,
"No!"
Somehow, Harry found his nose an inch from the dragonfire button. He punched it with his wand-free hand, and the bike shot more flames into the air, hurtling straight toward the ground.
"Hagrid!"
Harry called, holding onto the bike for dear life.
"Hagrid! Accio, Hagrid!"
The motorbike sped up, sucked toward the earth. Face level with the handlebars, Harry could see nothing but distant lights growing nearer and nearer. He was going to crash, and there was nothing he could do about it. Behind him came another scream.
"Your wand, Selwyn! Give me your wand!"
He felt Voldemort before he saw him. Looking sideways, he stared into the red eyes and was sure they would be the last thing he ever saw. Voldemort preparing to curse him once more. And then Voldemort vanished. Harry looked down and saw Hagrid spread-eagled on the ground below him. He pulled hard at the handlebars to avoid hitting him, groped for the brake, but with an ear-splitting, ground-trembling crash, he smashed into a muddy pond.